Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 676, Yap Yap Strikes Again, recorded live on April 4th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back after a monolith of a podcast last week. If you haven't had the chance to go listen to it, highly recommend it. It was 3 hours long with 14 people.
Yeah, you want to set aside, you know, like 5 hours, because you'll probably have to take pee breaks. I know I needed to by the end of the podcast.
It was a great night. We had a good conversation, and everyone was very, very good about not talking over each other too much. But obviously, with 14 people, there were some hiccups. Two people's audios corrupted when they tried to save it. So that was fun.
Oh, nice.
And then I was messing around with equalizer settings for about 2 hours, so I added to time, and it probably took me between 16 and 20 hours to edit the whole freaking thing. Yeah.
Gotta love it, don't you?
I'm glad we don't do those often. The last time I think we had over 8 or 10 people that were on Skype and had different recordings and whatnot. And well, there wasn't even different recordings back then. But was the Halo Fest podcast back in 2011.
Yeah.
I have done the PAX podcast where we've had multiple people on the show, but that's all just one straight recording. I can't really do much editing on that, so that one's an easy edit. But the last time we had that many people on was all the way back in 2011, I believe. It's good that we don't do that often. Yes, it was very awesome, Misa. Very awesome. And yes, Kevin, wait till Outpost, because that's going to be a whole nother spiel, because we'll probably have a podcast for me and GT. We'll probably have one like right after Outpost to talk about all the Outpost stuff, and then we'll probably have one at Outpost. So there'll be two podcasts. So basically 3 podcasts every 2 weeks, probably during Outpost. We'll see. That's to be determined. But we'll get to the housekeeping stuff. Let's talk about our streams from last week. So, GT, how was everything on Friday last week?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We poked around in the MCC, played some of the new big team action sack game types. Seemed like Fiesta was pretty heavily weighted.
I can't imagine why.
You know, don't get me wrong. Fiesta is fun in Halo 2 and Halo 3, but it's still nothing like Halo 5.
No, it's not. To clarify, Super Fiesta, with all the crazy additional weapon variants.
I should say Fiesta versus Super Fiesta. Yeah, I want to play Super Fiesta.
Yeah.
Even though it's spawn die. But anyway, see, the big problem with Halo 2 and Halo 3 is you tend to have a lot of the same weapon on the map at the same time. Like, we played one game, and the other team just kept getting snipers or picking snipers back up. And we kept getting SMGs and plasma pistols and plasma rifles and, you know, the occasional rocket launcher, but it's kind of hard to use that for a sniping weapon.
That game was painful.
But all in all, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
With the additional maps and stuff that they've added in and the other game types, it did make it a lot more fun. It made it feel a lot more like a customs night than, you know, a matchmaking night.
And I think there's something to be said with that. It's a lot of good balance between matchmaking and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even more fun, which we'll talk about in a little bit. A lot of crazy fun. So what are we hitting up on this week?
We'll be going to Halo 5 this week, unless the lobby wants to go back to MCC. But we will most likely be hitting up Halo 5 and trying to sneak in a little bit more Castle Wars.
Yay, before it...
Before it disappears.
Heads on out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Or no, wait a minute. It's out this week, isn't it? I think it's replaced by Rock and Rails.
Rock and Rails is there still, and then Action Set came in this week. So yeah, it might not be there anymore.
Yeah. I forgot. It's been 2 weeks since they put Castle Wars in there. We didn't play it last week. Oh, I gotta ask, did you get your Warzone Turbo fixed last week?
No, because I was editing the freaking long podcast all weekend long.
Okay, so now you're not going to blame me for that, right?
No. No, I'm not. Yeah, the podcast was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to do a podcast like that for a long while.
For another 8 years?
Maybe. Depends on how popular MCC gets and if our podcast picks up steam along the way and gets more listenership or whatever. But yeah, I don't think we're going to do something that crazy for a while.
Well, I think overall the whole PC thing is going to be good for the MCC.
I think so.
It's going to get exposed to a lot of people that have maybe played it, but haven't played the recent titles.
Yeah, for sure. For achievement streams, I did Sunday again with Bobby, and we went through the final maps that I hadn't played on in Skirmish, and I got 3 achievements in 1 after completing the last game. So it was Halo Historian, which is unlocking all timeline events, which I still had some of the timeline events from not playing on maps before. Gallivanting Around the Galaxy, which is win a game on every skirmish map, and then Ready for the Sequel, which is 100% completion, which I'm kind of curious as to how I got that one when there's still two achievements I haven't gotten yet. Not sure how that works, but whatever. I still have 2 left that I'm going for, which is complete the campaign on Legendary difficulty and obtain the general rank in Xbox Live. So I think for now I'm going to hold off on doing Halo Wars Classic streaming until I get to a point where I can unlock one of those achievements. And I might jump over to Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault and stream those. I have to figure out how I'm going to stream that from my Surface when I get to that. I think I'm going to do the Xbox One and Xbox 360 achievement ones first, and then they'll try to figure out the Surface streaming later. But at some point I will be streaming Legendary Definitive Edition with Laird to do the Legendary and co-op on that game. I am through Arcadia Outskirts in Halo Wars Classic on Legendary, so at least I'm a third of the way there doing that one. So once I get to the point where I get to that last mission, I'll stream that last mission for that achievement. So that's all I have for that. Moving right on into the news.
News!
News! We got a new community update today. Posted an hour before we started, so thank you, Snickerdoodle, for getting that one out. In time for us to at least take a quick... Or actually, sorry, it wasn't Snickerdoodle this week. It's Unishek. Thanks, Unishek, for getting that one out before the podcast so we had a chance to review it. Lots of stuff to talk about this week. We've got Halo Insider news. We've got some new stuff happening with MCC. We've got some Big Team Battle updates, an April calendar for Halo 5, some more Halo gear related stuff, HCS updates, and a whole bunch of other cool things to talk about. So let's just go ahead and jump on in. Halo Insider. They started sending out emails for those that have gone ahead and registered. Don't worry, flights aren't out yet, but if everything goes to plan, we should see the first flight for Halo Reach on both Xbox and PC later this month.
Cool.
Which is a pretty quick turnaround. We've got a lot of anticipation for this, hence why we had 14 people on last week.
You think?
Yeah. But the fact that it's going to be ready this early for a flight is pretty cool. It kind of makes me wonder how long they've actually been working on this. And I know there's the whole discussion about some recent events and recent communities being a kind of a pilot to get them to start moving quicker on things. But as far as what they've done beforehand, it's kind of interesting that they're already ready to start testing with this.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what the first test is.
Yeah. So we have a couple of bullet points that Unishek writes up here. First one being a reminder to register at HaloInsider.com if you haven't already. If you want to flight on PC, then you'll have to upload your DX Diag info and your Steam ID. So that is something that you will need. So it looks like the flighting stuff will be coming through Steam and not the Windows Store. So that's something to keep mind about. And then the DX Diag stuff is just for them to know whether or not you have the right specs that you need. So once you get that done, then you also have to verify your email address, and that's something else that you'll need to check for as well. So as long as you get those three things taken care of, then you should be good to go. Another thing that they mentioned as well is to be patient if you don't make it into the flight, just because they know that there's lots of people trying to sign up for this, and they know that people are going to want to get in and might not get in the first time around. Doesn't mean you're not going to get in, just means you're not going to get in for this specific flight. So go ahead and register, keep your hopes up, and you'll see if you get in. And then last little note here is flights are for technical tests, not for marketing. This is a pretty important note because you're getting in to help them fix things. You're not getting in to play it early and get all hyped up and hype everyone else up. You're getting in to test for bugs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. Reserve your opinions for the official feedback forums as far as details. You know, for general public, I wouldn't say a lot other than it's going well or you're liking what you're seeing. Because you really don't want to put a bad taste in people's mouths when you haven't seen the final product yet. Now, once we get closer to where we're seeing final product, like before, right before launch, sure, go ahead. Tell people what you think.
Exactly. So make sure if you're in the flight, you really take the time to give some feedback, especially for bugs. Not saying that you have to go searching for bugs, but when you come across them, do your due diligence to report them. So that's all I have to say.
I'm glad I just checked my spam filter.
Yeah, apparently all the emails that have been telling people, hey, thanks for signing up, have been going to spam. Which is good that at least that's the first one that's spam, so everyone else knows that, hey, add this to your white list, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, well, I already had Waypoint on my whitelist. I don't know why it went to spam.
So did it actually come from Waypoint or did it come from somewhere else?
It came from... Yeah. Well, it came from... Oh, I see what it is. It came from No Reply. So they used a different email address.
That could be why. So, there you go. So there's a... update in here that we're going to skip over and talk about in a minute. There is a screenshot of the new main menu with Reach in there, and Reach sneaks in right before Halo Combat Evolved. Mm-hmm. So they're keeping it chronological
ish. ODST's in the wrong spot.
That's a good point. No, that's a good point.
I mean, ODST should be between Halo 2 and Halo 3, technically.
No. You are
by canon.
You are absolutely right.
I'd say by launch, but even they can't even do it that way either.
Yeah, I think it's still rearranged. That's not something that's that difficult.
It's good. It's fine.
But no, you make a point. It's like if they're going to stick it in the front there, from a chronological perspective, then make sure ODST's in between 2 and 3, and if not, stick Reach at the after ODST because it sticks between ODST and Halo 4.
Yeah,
need some continuity here. 343, come on. Something.
Pick something, would you?
Yeah.
You're all about keeping the story straight. We'll get the story straight.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to jump on down here to the Halo 5 Guardians stuff, and they give us the April calendar of social playlist rotations. GT, you want to read up on what we're getting for the month of April?
Sure. As far as the playlists that they will be putting out for the month of April, on April 4th, we will get Action Shack rotates in. So that's what's in now.
Yep.
In place of Castle Wars. On April 11th, Griffball will rotate in for Rock and Rail.
Griffball.
Also on April 11th, Warzone Assault will go live. On April 18th, we'll get Shoddy Snipers back, and it'll rotate in for Action Sack. I don't know why Dust is so happy, because he can't snipe to save his life.
Whoa. I'm not that bad. I mean, I'm bad, but I'm not lucky. That bad. Thanks.
On April 25th, Kevin Slayer rotates in for Griffball. And also April 25th, Warzone Turbo's back. Anyone want to place any bets on if Dust will actually play any Warzone Turbo on the 25th?
Place your bets. We should probably actually start a poll and see what happens.
That'd be a good Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Will Dust get to play Warzone Turbo this month? Yes or no?
I'm going to make a note of that. I'll make a note of it here. Okay. Will Dust play Warzone Turbo? There we go. For future note, which will be
future
asked.
Note.
Ooh. All right. Next up on the update, we have a sneak peek at some Big Team Arena refresh. And this is a tweet from Riven Zoo. And it is a very clean and pretty looking version of Sandtrap.
Yeah, it's a really good looking from what they show us.
Yeah, it's just two screenshots. Actually, and yeah.
Yeah, just two screenshots. And they're basically from tunnels. So you can, you know, one of them faces the main building, you know, the long building down the middle, and the other one is, I believe, in the long hall under in that same building.
I think the first one is that. Is it the same hall?
Well, the first one's looking from the little building to the short building to the long building. You know, right, where you have that pass through.
Yep.
Between the two, and then I think the second one is in the long building, looking, you know, down towards where the
sniper spawn and the lift, grab lift. Yeah.
Well, yeah, sniper spawn, but down where I think it's red team spawn.
Yes.
No, blue team spawns over there, if I remember right. I don't know. It's been a while since I actually played that in Halo 3.
The long side and the short attention. Side.
Yeah, long side, short side.
Long side, short side. There you go. But yeah, it's looking nice and spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
On the team arena front, they've made a couple of changes for some HCS maps and modes. So they looks like the community wanted a little more variety, and they obliged. So they added CTF HCS on HCS Fathom, Slayer HCS on Eden, and Slayer HCS on Regret. And then they also mentioned the Husky Raid Forge contest, which is happening over on Forge Hub. The deadline for that got pushed back to April 15th. So you have a little more time.
I'd be really interested to see the maps that come out of that.
I am very curious to see what
Husky Raid is an absolutely blast to play. But it's always been limited because nobody's ever really built a lot of maps for it. So you tend to get a repetitive thing. I mean, you have the original Husky Raid map that's out there somewhere. And then you have Meta Raid. Let's see, that one's Meta Raid MCC, right? Because it was built on Impact in Halo 4.
I believe you're correct.
I'm sure there's other maps out there for Halo 5. I have not seen anybody feature them, or I haven't seen anything listed either.
Well, there are some submissions in here already. Just a handful. But looks like some people are taking the literal templates and theming them up with colors and adding a couple other things to them. And some of them are just taking the concept and then making them from scratch, or like heavily modifying them. So there's some pretty good submissions on here already. So I think when the contest is over, we might just have to do a customs night on some of these maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a chance to check it out.
I think you already bookmarked one of them. Just one of the templates.
Gotcha. Yeah, so for anyone that's interested, definitely check out the update, because they have the link in there, and I think we've talked about it before. I don't think we've necessarily linked it, but the link is in there. And if you have the foraging fingers to do it, you have 11 days to submit your map. There's a Halo Wars 2 update, which will quickly go over. Lots of balance changes that's coming. So lots of things for leader changes, like leader power changes, and then a couple of unit changes as well. For Banished Global, for Jump Pack Brutes, the build time has increased from 15 seconds to 17 seconds, and speed is reduced from 12 to 11. Cleansing Beam Tier 3, the speed's been normalized across the tiers. For Tier 2 and 3, they've reduced it from 18 to 17, and Tier 3 Telegraphing has increased by 1 second. For Kensano, they fixed an issue that caused Hell Charge to not affect units correctly in the targeting radius. For Pavium, Burnout Tier 3, they reduced their duration from 50 seconds to 45 seconds, and the radius was reduced from 24 to 17. Ooh, that's a big...
Pavion's a pretty strong leader.
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty change right there. For the Arbiter, I think he has the most changes to him. For Conduit of Rage Tier 1, the speed buff increased, or has been increased from 20 to 25%. Damage buff 15 to 20%, and area of effect 40 to 50. Tier 2, speed buff increased from 28 to 30%. Damage buff 30 to 35%. And area of effect 80 to 90. And yes, he'd had percent in there twice, which is why I said it. And then Plasma Bolt for Tier 1, damage increase from 3,000 to 330. Tier 2, 3,000 to 360. And Tier 3, 3,000 to 390 per shot. For Colony, the overall health of the Goliath was reduced by 15%. For Serena, for Serena's Cryo Troopers, the base damage per second has been increased by 10%. And the chill rate versus infantry has been increased by 5%. And then for Isabel, the best offense power-up has the Nightingale health and shield buff by 10%, and the Scorpion health and shield buffs increased by 10% as well. Those are all your Halo Wars 2 patch updates. So lots of changes, lots of more balances to happen. Next thing that we have here is the latest tweet from Halo Outpost Discovery, and this is some literal building blocks that they are putting together. So they have a couple of images that they have taken. That's going to be some of the feature piece sets at Halo Outpost Discovery. They've got some walls and some crates that they've been taking pictures of. And looks pretty legit so far.
I want some of those crates.
I know. I want to go to Anaheim and be like, can I take some of these home with me? I'll ship them.
Hey, can you look that way?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
I'm just going to take these. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think it'll be that easy to get away with them. I'm sure some Halo collector out there, though, is going to grab a hold of them. Literally one of or two of them in here, and some other ones will probably get some.
Oh, I'm sure they'll eventually find a way.
Yeah. So you can check that out. Tweet that tweet over at the Halo Outpost Twitter account. And we have the latest issue and the final issue of Halo Lone Wolf now out. Issue number 4, which means the hardback cover will be coming soon, and I'll finally get to take a look at it. Yay!
I've been watching Halo Canyon's reviews of them, and so far it sounds like a really good story.
I haven't heard anything bad about them, which I'm guessing is a good thing.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah. For their HCS section, they recap the Gamers Forgiving event a little bit. They have all of the streams that were going down. Gamers Forgiving did surpass their $500,000 goal, which is awesome. And then this last weekend was the March Microsoft Store tournaments, and that was again hosted by Tashi and Unishek over at the Mixer Studio. The next events are April 28th and May 19th for Halo 3 2v2s. Some radar blips for this week. The employee spotlight shines its light on Kevin Paul, who started his work on Halo back in the Halo 2 days, and he was also the one that was on the social stream when Halo Outpost Discovery was announced. So there you go. For the Halo 5 server issues that have been happening, they believe everything is now fixed. They were rolling back some updates that they sent out to all the server or Azure servers for Halo 5, and they believe everything is taken care of. If you see anything, then please report to your local Halo Waypoint forum. There's a Waypoint thread in the update. For the 343 social streams, they had Postums, Psychoduck, and Scoops on to talk about the latest MCC shenanigans, which we'll get to in a second. And, of course, last week's community spotlight. There's a new addition to the 343 Halo Pro team. Vaisal Mohanan, goes by L-Town, has joined the team to help with the pro team on Halo Infinite. So there you go. And then there's another piece of artwork which Unishek has graciously given us in 4K. This one heralds all the way back to the days of Halo 2. So go and take a look.
Highly recommend you take a look at it.
It's pretty.
That is awesome.
I'm basically taking all the ones that Unishek is posting out there and making them new backgrounds in the rotation.
Yeah.
I think right now I have my background changing every either 5 or 15 minutes. I don't know. Maybe every 30 minutes. So every time I log in, it's always some new background that I'm looking at, which is kind of cool. I do like that feature in Windows 10. So that's it for the update, minus the one big topic which we'll be talking about. We're going to jump on back to the community spotlight from last week. This is posted by Snickerdoodle. And we have a whole bunch of really cool community spotlight stuff to talk about. There is a really cool piece by Bailey J Triple I. I'm not sure. Bailey J, I guess. And it is a really, really beautiful render of a warthog being chased down by two banshees. And the detail on this is just incredible.
You know, I kind of wonder. That scene looks familiar.
Yes, it does.
I can't remember.
It's a
what book that was in?
Oh, this is from a book?
Yeah.
I thought it was from like Halo 1.
No.
Like a Halo 1 Banshee recreation type of thing.
In one of the Halo books.
I can check her Twitter account real quick.
I was wondering if it was Fall of Reach.
Misa thought it was from Halo 1.
But anyway,
1 as well.
In one of the books, there's a scene where a group of Marines was ambushed in the woods by the Covenant, and three of them got away in a warthog, and they were running out of a creek bed being chased by two banshees.
So Okay, so Toa Freak mentions... So this is kind of a reply chain to the image. So her original tweet was, Corporal Harlan and his squad attempting to destroy pursuing Covenant Banshees on their way back to Unicy headquarters during the Battle of Sigma Octopus 4 in 2552 from the Fall of Reach.
Okay. See, I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. It still looks really pretty.
Oh, yeah, it does. She did an awesome job on it.
Yes. The first video was actually posted twice. Single video posted at the beginning and end of this update.
Well, it's snack time.
Yes. And it is someone doing the Halo theme on a kazoo. And it's all the... how would you describe the video here for our audio-only listeners? Childlike in its full capacity? Well, let's
see. We have a stick figure with Master Chief's helmet on it. We have a stick figure Cortana. And then we have Mike Wazowski.
It's not Cortana, it's Corntan.
Or Cortan. Yeah.
It's Master Chofi.
And I'm going to give him second grade letter-ish writing.
Yep, pretty much.
But yeah, it is pretty funny.
It's a funny little listen. You listen to the first like minute or so of it, you kind of get the concept. But yeah, it's kind of one of those fun things. And then, with all of the Avengers Endgame hype, there's everyone doing Avengers the Fallen on just about everything. And people took it upon themselves to do one for Johnson, the rookie, and Master Chief.
Tell you what, the one for Johnson looks pretty freaking wicked, other than they put the lettering right over his eyeballs.
Yeah, that could have been placed in a better location. But whatever.
Yeah.
That also complements I don't think this is the same one as we've mentioned before, but another Halo in-game montage, and this was, or not montage, but like trailer. And this was all for Halo 2 Anniversary.
So yeah, they do Master Chief and Sergeant Johnson are definitely from Halo 2 Anniversary.
The rookie one pretty much just looks like the cover art rookie image. And you can tell because it's blown up and blurred.
Still looks good.
Oh, yeah. The concept alone is kind of what sells it. There's a lot of cool more renders as well. Some of these people I hope to reach out to soon to hopefully do some commission work for. Every single one of them is outstanding. Someone did a little library of emotes, which is a very simple but very clean design, which was done by Kleb Mayer. Some really cool screenshots from the game as well. Someone did a Pac-Man on Timberland in Halo 1.
They were a little bored guarding the flag.
I liked how in this article, and I haven't really paid attention to the previous ones, but Snickerdoodle kind of kept it kind of going on as a story, or at least feeding one after the other with the screenshots. So it was kind of cool to see her do that with these. There's also a Halo action figures picture that was taken.
Battle scene.
Really, really well done there.
And they stuck grenades on Chief's butt.
And that's where, if they were appropriately displayed on Chief somewhere, that's where they would be, on the belt somewhere. And then we have, coming out of the Far East again, some crazy Forge builds of Bumblebee and Master Chief holding an AR. Like, a very oversized Master Chief holding an AR.
Oh, and the Bumblebee that they did is from the newest movie. His standalone movie.
Right. There's some tattoos as well. There's some cosplay, especially with the last couple weeks being WonderCon and PAX East, and I think Emerald City and Comic-Con was a couple weeks ago, that kind of stuff. Someone crafted a sniper as well. There's some more hand artwork, not necessarily renders, but some artwork pieces. Someone did a chalk drawing on a sidewalk, drew everything from the TV to the Xbox and controller. I think that's the first time I've seen a chalk drawing that's Halo related.
Yeah.
I can't remember any other times where I've seen something like that before. So, pretty cool. This is something that we tweeted out last week, and one of our community participants is a machinimator and has released his second installment of his Headhuntress series called Lineage. This is volume 2. It is 45 minutes long, but it is well done. The voice acting is good. There's a good mix of recording footage and some pretty, I say, simple animation. Not that the animation itself is simple, but the fact that it's not a complete, like, the scene itself is not.
It's not Michael Bay quality.
No, it's definitely not. But I would highly recommend checking out Ascendant Hyperion's Lineage film machinima that was just released last week. And I did check out some of the other montages as well in the update. Everything is really good up there. We also got some tweets, which includes some screenshots, some video clips, some more community artwork, and we even have a
wedding cake,
which is one Spartan holding a cone.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really tell what's on the other, how the other Spartan is
positioned. Yeah, I can't either.
But on the top layer, they have the Halo emblem, and then on the bottom or second layer, they have the Covenant emblem. Or no, that the Covenant, Destiny. That's mm-hmm. Destiny, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then can't quite tell what the bottom one is. Almost looks like a Star Trek logo, but
it's Borderlands.
Oh, Borderlands. Okay.
Yeah, because they said so. The tweet is: if anyone's wondering how excited, I guess her fiance and I are about Borderlands and Halo MCC announcement, I present to you our wedding cake. So there you go. And that is it for the community spotlight for this week.
Yeah, my wife would never let me get away with that for our wedding cake.
I did have my Master Chief on my wedding cake. He just fell over 4 times. It was funny. The wedding coordinator of the place got frustrated with it because it kept falling. We were just like, don't worry about it. And eventually, she put the assault rifle in the bride wedding topper. And it was one of those like normal, like porcelain type toppers, but they put the AR in her hands.
Hey,
there's a picture of it somewhere, I think.
Isn't that the kind of bride you'd like?
Yeah. Gaming buddy for life. We haven't played Halo in a while. It was quarter grades and notes and all that stuff over the past week. So we haven't played in a while, but we'll get back to it. Be streaming on my channel at some point here soon. All right, to the main topic of discussion for tonight. Yap Yap the Destroyer has struck again. This time in the
he Master has invaded the MCC.
Yes, he's come back from the dead, or back from his isolation on the Ark, and has hacked MCC and done all kinds of crazy things.
You stupid humans!
Stupid humans!
So, there's a nice little narrative on the Yappening blog over on Halo Waypoint that you can check out. For those that want to read it, feel free to go ahead and do so.
Don't forget to use your grunt voice to get full effect.
Yeah. I don't know if I haven't really tried a grunt voice before. I'm not sure how I would really.
I can tell you I'd suck at it.
Grunty voice.
Maybe something along that line. So there is a brand new splash screen, which is Yap Yap the Destroyer drawn out in a constellation type way. And there's a new main menu splash screen as well, which is a grunt rave, with Yap Yap the Destroyer on the stage.
On his throne.
On his throne. Sorry. Yap Yap, don't come and kill me, please. And in addition to that, there is a brand new social games selection for Halo 2. So in addition to all the normal game categories there, there is the Yappening. It supports 4v4 and 8v8. And it is all the Yappening stuff takes place in Halo 2 Classic. So I'll be hopping on that a little bit this weekend because there's some crazy game types in here.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are just repurposed game types with some tweaks.
And by some tweaks, we mean lots of tweaks.
Small ones.
No,
the first one they've got is Head Pop Party. And I'll bet you can't guess what that means.
Hmm. Something tells me. Something tells me grunt. I guess funeral skull or grunt party skull.
Grunt birthday party.
Yeah.
Basically, you get a headshot.
Yep.
The grunt birthday party skull's been turned on. So, you know, yeah, it could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Could be lots of fun. The next one is Yappening War Games, which is a Fiesta variant. But in addition to spawning with random weapons, random HUD elements disappear after each spawn. And each shot uses up two bullets or
uses twice the ammo.
Yeah. So that is the Malfunction Skull, and I don't know what the other skull is that does the that consumes two shots per
that not Famine.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now either. I'll pull up pull it up on my Xbox.
The next one is Brute Shoot. Grab your Broody Shooties and make the bad guys boom.
Boom, boom.
Atriox must be even jealouser of me now.
I love the broken English.
Yeah, it's great.
It just makes it that much better.
Players, obviously, spawn with brute shots. With bottomless clip, the physics and the explosive area has been greatly magnified. In other words, they turned on Feather Skull and probably boom. Anyway, launching crates at foes to be at least as effective as shooting them.
So I remember a custom game back in the Halo 2 Classic days with LAN parties, which was basically brute shots on elongation.
Uh-huh.
And you would get to the point where those boxes would be flying around and you didn't get splattered that often. But how they were talking about it on the social stream yesterday pretty much makes it to where you get splattered by a box pretty easily.
That's almost as fun as rockets on longest haul.
Oh, yeah. That gets crazy as you're trying to dodge them and duck and all that stuff.
Yeah, you don't duck them in that.
No. The next one is Methane Mosh Pit. This is a King of the Hill mode. With a single stationary hill, players can survive a lot of damage, but spawn with needlers and bottomless clips. Oh, it sounds like Team Bubble Bath.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Super combines push away players from the hill or even off the map. Player gravity appears to be reduced, while physics impulses appear to be exaggerated. So again, Boom Skull and Feather.
I see a theme going on here.
Mm-hmm. Very Yap Yap theme.
Next one is Yip Yap's Ball Grab. Rules are simple. Make boom, fly high, grab ball, hold tight, the longest to win.
Oh, that's fun.
This is a variation of Oddball. Players can launch themselves around the arena with rocket launchers. And it looks like they've got lowered gravity as well. So that ought to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Beamish Bonanza.
Hey, how'd Beamish get in here?
I know, right? They must be friends or something. That's, yeah, that's crazy. So for this one, so I found the skull. It's recession. That's where it consumes too. Okay. So for Beamish Bonanza, it's a big team invisible low gravity SWAT vehicle Fiesta mode. Say that five times fast.
I don't think I want to say it once.
Players have no shields but have active camo and spawn with a BR primary and a random secondary weapon. Vehicle set is randomized. Players still appear on radar, but they're still invisible. So yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is like fun.
Crazy fun stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if people wanted to try the Yappening tomorrow, but again, we'll have to see what happens. And
we'll see. Who's, like I said,
who's on and whatnot. So we got some new nameplates coming as well. Uh-huh.
Let's get two new nameplates.
Yeah. These are Yap Yap the Destroyer and Shut Up or Shut Your Yap. They have different kind of unlocks to get those. For the Yap Yap the Destroyer, complete 7 social matches using the game category The Yappening in a game size of 4v4 and or 8v8. And then for the Shut Your Yap, this is headshot 250 grunts on heroic or higher in campaign and or Spartan Ops. So there you go.
So which Spartan Ops matching has a lot of grunts?
Right. There's a list somewhere. I know Pins has referenced a list a couple of different times. And it's
oh, I'm sure there's a list there.
It's out there somewhere. So that's it for the Yappening event specifically. But there are some additional changes to MCC that will be staying permanently. Do you want to go over some of the changes, GT?
Sure. First one they've done is a new loading screen. They've been taking feedback on the new on the loading screen since they started to update MCC. And a few things they have implemented into the new loading screen is the event time or match time, score to win, starting weapon. The players in the lobby will now appear on the right-hand side. And at the bottom, below where it shows you which map that you're playing, it actually gives you the game type. And at the very bottom of the screen, it gives you tips. So, let's see. Did I miss anything?
Yep. You missed the one little thing on the right. Bottom right. There is the loading state, which tells you what your local client loading state is. So, configuring, connecting, joining, validating, and loading. And then which data center you're actually connecting to.
So, now I'll be able to tell if I do connect to that one that was having problems.
Correct. And you mentioned map name, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, it's not a complete overhaul, but it's a lot more effective use of space now on the loading screen.
Well, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, the players in the lobby, okay, that's nice, don't get me wrong. But the game type is pretty important. Map name, pretty much, it doesn't take long where you can start just recognizing the maps by picture.
But if you're on the Forge variant, then it's nice to know what Forge variant you're finally on.
Yes. And starting weapon is helpful as well. But yeah, it lets you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the things with, last Friday is, so which game type are we getting this time?
Exactly.
And then, you know, you get in there and it takes you a minute to figure out, okay, well, this is Fiesta or this is Shoddy Snipes or whatever.
Well, this is CTF and I've been slaying for the past 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that is going to be very, very helpful. And they also have some changes on the campaign loading screen as well. A lot of similar things, but the main key difference is the difficulty level and the number of skulls that's turned on. But everything else is there, like tooltips, loading state, and map name.
Yeah, that's good information to have.
Major update to that, which I think a lot of people are very, very excited about.
Definitely just fix that custom games thing.
What custom games thing?
The custom maps thing. Your library.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we need that ability to actually store a certain amount of...
More than 50.
Yeah, certain amount to actually host proper custom nights.
I think 400 would be a good place to start.
100 per game, pretty much, right? Well, bumped up to 500 when Reach comes around. There is another update that's a little bit more on the back end, but should have a lot better improvement for multi or matchmaking experience and just overall multiplayer experience. They've upped the tick rate of every game except for Halo CE to 60 hertz. So that means for every second, the game client is now sending 60 updates to the server and receiving 60 updates. So they explain this a little bit more on the social stream in detail. And this is where Scoops and the Psycho Duck were on to kind of talk about and explain some of the other things that they had implemented in this build. And what Halo does, or like what the server does, whoever's hosting the game, takes data for every amount of seconds, and it usually is matched up to the screen refresh rate. And that's the network equivalent of that is called the tick rate. And a lot of these games were made in a 30 frames per second mindset, since they were all on original Xboxes or Xbox 360s. So those have all now been upped to 60 ticks, which means you're going to get a lot more updated information a lot quicker. That way there's not as much prediction that the game is doing and trying to send you. That means there's going to be a lot more of a solid experience. So not as many people lagging, not as much people drifting or whatever. It still doesn't impact the fact that if you have a poor internet connection that your game's still going to have a bad experience. But overall, you're going to have a lot better and smoother experience in multiplayer now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that out.
Well, it's live right now. So whoever is playing MCC, if you're listening to this, go in and do some... I think it's for pretty much everything multiplayer related that's on a dedicated server. So hop on into some multiplayer and see if things feel a lot better for you. There's still a couple of known issues that they're tracking on their Trello page. After selecting a new voice language to install, you must restart your game. Weapon icons are not displaying on Halo CE loading screens. This is due to CE using weapon sets rather than a standard starting weapon setting. They're coming up with an alternate set of icons for CE that will be released in the future update. And then, for some reason, the weapon icon is always displayed as the assault rifle on Halo 3, on Halo 3's Forge loading screen. So nothing game-breaking.
No.
And then we have some more patch notes. Some big patch notes. So, aside from the yappening stuff, this is... I've heard a lot of people talk about this one. This one's huge. They've added an idle indicator with a ZZZ icon to denote which player is idling.
Finally!
I've been watching some Halo streamers, and this is going to help them out so much so they know who to freaking kick if someone's idling.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle!
There you go. So that is finally there. So for anyone who hosts custom lobbies... Or I guess not necessarily custom lobbies, but matchmaking lobbies. And you're waiting on an idling player. Now you know who's idling. And I'm actually seeing it right now on my Xbox because I'm idling on MCC because I was checking the skulls and I can see the ZZZ icon in there.
Yeah. Now, the next thing they need to fix about that is when the host pushes the A button, it should remove them from the idle screen. To, you know, select start.
Does it not?
No, it doesn't.
Are you serious?
Came across that Friday. Went to start. You know, I stepped away, take a short break, use the restroom, get a drink, come back. Of course, I was idling. You know, I knew I'd be idling, but I figured, you know, as soon as I hit the A button, it would wake up and, you know, things would go. No. I actually had to move the sticks to get it to detect that I was actually there.
Huh.
But anyway.
Interesting.
I'm glad that they put that in there.
Yes, that is so helpful. Thank you. Thank you, 343. That, I mean, that's a small change, but it is a significant change.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely huge.
And they have some more fixes here. They've added a new game icon for Halo 3 ODST. Fixed an issue where users could attempt to load a custom game with no game type selected. They fixed a wrong error message displaying when attempting to use as forbidden term in the service ID, whatever that means. And a few capitalization inconsistencies, spelling errors, and other text issues.
No, somebody didn't use spell check, did they?
Spell and grammar check. There is the Clippy nameplate.
Yeah, there is. they have a global gameplay. Disabled a host standby prevention measure that was incorrectly running in dedicated server scenarios that would temporarily force clients into a join state. Also fixed an issue where the exit load screen after a match game could persist for an extended period. Okay. Yeah.
It's a nice fix.
Had issues with that.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go restart. And then as soon as someone restarts, it's like, oh, I'm out. I'm good. And you're like, really?
I'm out dang time. Oh. matchmaking. Halo 1 2v2 social games. Slayer reduced time limit to 15 minutes. Oddball reduced time limit to 15 minutes. Increased respawn time to 10 seconds.
Thank you. Those 20-minute games seem so much longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah. For Halo 3, Slayer added assault rifle as secondary weapon. Multi-flag reduced sudden death timer from infinite to 30 seconds. I thought they already did that. One flag CTF reduced flag return time from 30 seconds to 15 seconds. Also reduced flag reset time from 60 to 30 seconds. King of the Hill reduced score to win from 150 to 100. And Oddball increased respawn time to 10 seconds and increased ball carrier speed to 90% of base speed. So you still get slowed down, just not as much.
I wonder what the speed was if it was an increase. I guess it was 75%.
Probably. I would say probably between 60 and 75%. Halo 1 4v4 social games. Slayer increased score to win from 50 to 75. Multi-flag fixed an issue with starting equipment split between three flags on Battle Creek and Hang'em High, five flags on Longest, and five flags on with pistols only on Derelict.
And Wizard.
Oh, and Wizard.
Huh.
Pistols. Sorry, next line down.
Pistols only?
Weird. Well, I mean, this is Halo CE, so pistol is...
True.
It's not bad. I mean, you know, most people do is throw away their AR anyway. Let's see. Also, snipers, modified variant name and description to be more accurate.
Okay.
It's snipers. How can you get more accurate than that?
Okay. Boy, I guess it now says steady your shot and aim high. All weapons are sniper rifles and there's no motion sensor. So I don't know what it was before, okay. But that's what it is now.
Team muskets removed from Rat Race and added to Prisoner. Team Region added starting grenades, increased score to win to 5 minutes, removed it from Rat Race and added it to Damnation and Derelict.
So I'm guessing this is King of the Hill because it's Team Rain.
I guess. I don't think I've come across that game type yet.
I'm guessing it's a King of the Hill.
Yeah. Rocket Ball. Disabled radar. Reduced ball count from 3 to 2. Increased score to win to 5 minutes. Removed it from Chill Out and added it to Derelict. And then this is all. Reduced time limit to 15 minutes. Action sack modes are 10 minutes.
Yay! More moves in the right direction for Halo CE match times.
Yeah, it's getting better. Let's see. Halo 4, 8v8 social games. Slayer, reduced time from 16 minutes to 15 minutes. Okay. I'm thinking somebody typoed when they set game times.
I guess.
In each Halo 2 classic hardcore competitive games, 3 flags disabled turrets on Sanctuary, and 5 flags disabled suicide and betrayal penalties to align with other modes.
For social matchmaking, infection appears to have been replaced by the Yappening, which, yeah. We are working to resolve this as quickly as possible and make some improvements in the process. Dang it, Yap Yap. In Halo CE, they've added new loading screens displaying more game mode and map information, and they disabled a function which overrode the selected vehicle settings and based on the name of the game variant. That's interesting.
Yeah.
In Halo 2, they've added new loading screens displaying more of... Okay, so everything is everything for Halo 2 and below is adding new loading screens to display more info, so that's all the pre-game info, and then they raised the packet send rate to 60 ticks. So aside from that, for Halo 2, they fixed game settings of the built-in Halo 2 classic game variants accessible in custom games, and they've added skull options to all custom game settings, which can be now enabled. They include Rent Birthday Party Skull, Blind, Black Eye, Sputnik, Boom, Eye Patch, Foreign, Grunt Funeral, Recession, Malfunction, Streaking, and Feather. All of those are now available to be enabled in custom games.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Fiesta with Grunt Funeral on.
I'm curious to see what new game modes comes of this.
I'm sure they'll be interesting.
We've never had skulls in multiplayer.
No, we have not. I mean, there are some of the... You know, some of the things in there we could mimic in settings, right, but not quite.
So, yeah. Looks like there's a couple of other additions that are inspired by skulls here as well for Halo 2. They've added the following settings to custom game settings. World Gravity, which affects bipeds, vehicles, and props. Player Gravity, which just affects players. And Vehicle Gravity, which affects only vehicles. And all these are on a scale from 25% to 300%.
Great! You can finally make a Warthog not flip when it runs over a rock. Or I should say a pebble.
I wonder if they're going to try doing these skulls for Halo 3.
I don't know. Read further.
For the rest of Halo 2 stuff, they've added none. Starting weapon option to custom game settings. Ooh.
Finally!
Ooh. That's cool. And they've added...
Well, they've also added infinite ammo and bottomless clip.
And grenade regeneration. And they added an indestructible vehicle setting. That's nice as well. That'd be useful for some customs. In Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST, they've added built-in Halo 3 MLG Map 8 variants accessible in custom games. And they've built in Halo 3 Epilogue, Sand Tarp, Boundless, Pit Stop map variants to custom games. And they fixed an instant respawn setting for Assault Bomb. And then in Halo 4, they've added... they fixed an issue where the mission completed difficulty badges for Spartan Ops missions were not displayed. So that one bug that they had been tracking for a while, they finally... No, that was something different. That was medals. So difficulty badges are now displaying after the missions are complete. There's a little bit of a looking ahead piece down here. Possums mentions that because they're working on bringing MCC to PC, there might not be as much of a content stream for MCC on Xbox, but that doesn't mean they're going to stop. They're still continuing work on things like the custom games browser, improved post-game content reports, and other things like that. But their focus right now is the addition of Reach to MCC and then getting MCC on PC. Then he also reminds everyone to go sign up for the Halo Insider program. There are 4K versions of the splash screen and the background to download on the update as well, so I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Most definitely.
And that is the latest MCC update, which includes the happening.
What's the happening, Dust? Oh.
That's good. No, I like it. The subtitle of this is also two yaps this time, in case people aren't reading it. So the happening, two yaps this time. A little nod there to the cha-cha slide. Tearing it out. So that is all that we have for news this week. We'll get back into a rhythm of covering some of the community projects. I got to talk with GT on coming up with a schedule and how we want to do things. I think we might do fan games 1 week and then mods another week and then have those be bi-weekly. So 1 week of a month will be for fan games and 1 week of the month will be for community mods, something that we'll continue to discuss and figure out. But we'll be adding...
That way we can give everybody their fair shake.
Yeah. But we'll be adding those back in at some point. Just with how crazy it was last week, I figured we had enough to talk about there, so we'll give it another week before we dive back into those things. A quick reminder that there is some products out there that are available now. Some of these we've mentioned before, but I figured it might be worth mentioning again. There is the latest... what's it called? It's the Mega Construct series that's like all the big sets. I forget. There's a series that is part of. But the UNSC Infinity being the latest big build from Mega Constructs is out there. That is orderable on Amazon and a whole bunch of other places. And there's also the Dark Horse 18-inch replica also available for order. You can find those both at podtacular.com/mega-infinity and then podtacular.com/dhinfinity. And then, of course, the Lone Wolf will be coming out in hardback here pretty soon, so you can head on over to Amazon and find your hardback order of that comic coming out here pretty soon. A quick update on the Loot Crate as well. Renegade is the latest theme, and it is around Noble Team's Emil. Orders are up until April 15th at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern Time. So as of this recording, you have 11 days to get that as well. Same day as the Husky Raid submissions for Chubb is due.
Imagine that. It's like they planned it. No.
It's like they planned it, but...
Doubtful.
Yeah, exactly. More coincidence than anything. An update on our Spartan Company commendations. We're still working on getting a few close ones done. Our closest one that we have is protecting a teammate. And we have about 1,500 more to go on that one. A little bit less than 1,500. The next closest one is from downtown, which is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance. And we have under 700 to go there. And then Lawnmower, which is killing an enemy opponent by hitting them with a vehicle. And we have 999 of those to go. Yes, literally 999 of those to go.
Do we have like 999 of those to go?
We do. Exactly. At least as of this recording. It might change by the time someone's listening to this. We have a couple of other things coming down the pipeline as well, because I finally finished reading the Kula 5 trilogy. Yay!
Someone finally got off their butt. Oh.
Yes, this is true.
And read some books.
This is true. So we will
only took him 4 months.
Yeah. So we will be doing another book club, our first book club podcast of the year. We'll probably be doing this one in 2 weeks or so-ish, depending on how long it takes for myself and GT to kind of pull some notes together on what we want to discuss from the books, and me kind of going through and trying to do a quick review of the first two books just to refresh anything I may have forgotten. But we'll be having that discussion here pretty soon. And I think the next book I'm going to do will be Bad Blood. But I don't think that one's too long, right? It's not too much bigger than New Blood?
No, it's about the same size.
So based on your recommendation, since that one's not as big, I think that one's going to be the one I'll go for.
Well, the reason I recommended it is it doesn't rely on any other books that you haven't already read.
That's very helpful as well. So we'll be going through...
Which tends to limit the reading material when you're 5 years behind.
Yeah, so I'm once I kind of figure out where I'm going to try to fill, I need to come up with a list of what I haven't read. That way you can kind of help me determine what my next steps should be. But I know Bad Blood's going to be a safe bet for now.
Well, Bad Blood and Silent Storm are pretty independent books. Well, I mean, of course, Bad Blood relies on New Blood, but you've already read that one.
At least I've read that one.
And Silent Storm it's the beginning of the series, so.
So that's where we're going through. And again, we'll make that announcement here pretty soon, as soon as myself and GT have a chance to coordinate that. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We thank you for listening to us via download, if you're listening to us there. For those listening live as well, appreciate your time taking your Thursday nights out to come over and listen to us. You can find us on all major podcasting services and all major streaming services. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for social media. And we also have our own Discord server, which you can find over at podtaggler.com/discord. And you can join up on our Spartan company, podtaggler.com/company, and help us work on those Halo 5 commendations. And you can also check us out on our Xbox Club as well. No, Halo Collector, we do not have a bot to have all that stuff yet, but I will be working on it soon. Virgil will have that capability soon. But yeah. Also, I will be doing panels at Outpost Discovery. So if there's any community leaders out there from a Halo community, I will be having a panel discussing Halo communities, how they grow and thrive, and how Halo has kind of built an environment that really fosters community and that growth. So if you have a community that you run or manage and are going to Outpost Discovery, please reach out to me on Twitter and or Discord and let me know. I'd love to get you involved with the panels. There's also a couple other panels that I am trying to put together as well. Some of the folks from the Halo Bowl are going to be at some of the outposts, including Philly and Chicago. So I think we're going to do a Halo Podcasters panel at both of those locations this summer. And there's another one, which I've run by DJ, that I need to run by 343 and see if there's some room to get the third panel idea that I have going as well. And I might be headhunting a fourth panel. We'll see. Lots of panels to discuss and organize and getting all that squared out right now, and I'll be submitting a bucket load of panels next week to Outpost.
Just don't forget your pants.
Don't forget my pants?
Yeah, just don't forget your pants.
Okay. I'll make sure I'll make sure I have plenty of pants packed. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Everybody, thanks again for tuning in or for downloading us. We appreciate the support every week. We'll be back next week to our regularly scheduled programming. Until then, hit up GT on Fragging Fridays. Start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be in Halo 5 tomorrow. You can also check me on Sundays for my achievement streams. And then you can find us right back here next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time live streaming on Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope. Once I get that working again. Any final thoughts about the Yappening or any of the new MCC goodness that we have?
All tapped out. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Please come see me.
Hope to see you there. Please. Yes. Yes. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you all on stream or in game nights or on next week's podcast. Till then, keep on cracking them trucks.